Hey guys, welcome back. This is the second episode of Eat and Drink Nashville.
I'm Brad.
And I'm Harmony. And last week, if you remember, we talked about our five favorite restaurants right now in Nashville. This week, we're going to talk about some of our favorite cocktail places.
And cocktail bars in Nashville just exploded over the past 10 years, so we're not going to limit it just to five places. We're going to talk about a lot of cocktail places and some restaurants where you can get really good cocktails at.
Right, so we've got some cocktail-specific locations as well as just some great restaurants that have a good cocktail menu.
So how we decided that places are going to make the list were, we have a couple factors. One, atmosphere and ambiance. What is the feel and the look of the place?
Yeah, if it has a good vibe, someplace you want to go back to, hang out, relax. We want to look at the quality of drinks. Can you get this just anywhere, or is there this cocktail something unique, something that you can't find in other places?
We'll also talk about the variety of the menu, how large of the menu, the different types of spirits that will be used.
And we'll talk about service. Are the wait staff kind? Are they knowledgeable? Are they friendly? And we'll take all of those factors into account when deciding where to recommend.
Yeah. So let's get started.
So first, we'll start with what we believe to be the trailblazers of cocktail bars, Patterson House.
Yeah, it's really the gold standard that we compare all cocktail places against to in Nashville.
Definitely. It started years ago, years before any of the other places. Some may call it a speakeasy because there's not really a sign on the door. Located at 1711 Division Street in the Midtown area. So you have to kind of know about it sometimes because you're not going to notice it if you just drive by.
So the hours are Sunday through Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 1 a.m., Thursday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Yeah, so it's going to be evening hours. If you want to go, we recommend getting there early because it's going to book up pretty fast. There's going to be a wait. The bar area is very small. The waiting area is small as well. So you're going to see people hanging out outside waiting to get in.
Yeah, it's got a library feel to it when you get inside. There's no standing around the bar. Everyone has to have a seat, whether you're sitting at the bar or you're sitting at a table. That's why we recommend you get there early, because they're not going to allow standing room.
Right, they're not. You're going to have your own table. You're going to have your own seat. You're just going to have to wait for it for a little bit. But one good thing is once you're there, you're going to have a great cocktail, a great experience. They do have some food on the menu as well. So you're going to get to try several good things and have a really good experience.
Yeah, we've been multiple times. We've never had a bad drink. The variety of the menu, the size of the menu, they have drinks from bourbon, gin, vodka, tequila, mezcal.
Any spirit you could imagine, they're going to have a drink based around that. So if you want to go try a new cocktail, try a new spirit, you're going to find a good one there.
Yeah, and the wait staff and the bartenders and mixologists, they're always engaging. They're always willing to ask you, what do you normally drink? What are the things you like? Some of the things you dislike? So it's an experience, and just seeing them make the drink is pretty cool.
It is. So I would say first great place to try if you're interested in cocktails in Nashville, Patterson House. But just keep in mind, go early because there will be a wait. And one thing that I will mention is we have four rescue dogs here in our home in East Nashville. So you're probably always going to hear some dog noises in the background, collars shaking, them jumping around, maybe even some barking if you're lucky. So keep that in mind. We apologize, but we just are recording this from our home and we have four great dogs that want to participate here as well. But moving on, we'll go to our next favorite place.
The Fox Bar and Cocktail Club. In East Nashville.
It's here in East Nashville at 2905B Gallatin Pike. Hours Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. to midnight. Friday and Saturday, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. And it is closed on Sunday.
And this is one of the places a little bit hard to find. I think it's kind of on purpose.
Yeah, it's tucked away. You're not going to see it sitting right on Gallatin Pike. The entrance is going to be kind of behind some other buildings. So you're going to have to just pull in and find a place to park. And you'll notice the entrance facing the alley.
Yeah, behind Nicoletto's.
Yeah, that general area.
And Mickey's Tavern.
And Mickey's, yeah.
So if you know where those two locations are, it's in the back.
Yeah, Nicoletta's is a good little place. So go there for dinner first, then go behind there and try out the Fox. They do have a happy hour, which sometimes cocktail places don't always have a happy hour. They do have a happy hour Monday through Thursday from 5 to 7. $5 to $7 drink specials, food specials. Check it out.
Yeah, and the atmosphere is also a speakeasy feel. It's small. Tables, booths, bar area. Not a lot of space, but...
It's not a lot of space, but the vibe is really cool. It's got this 1950s old Hollywood sort of vibe. The bartenders, mixologists, they're in classic bar attire. You're going to feel like you're transported back to the 50s drinking a cocktail in old Hollywood for sure.
And every time we've gone, we've sat at the bar, so we've gotten that experience with interacting with the bartender, asking what we like to drink, what do we dislike. So I recommend sitting at the bar if you go, but that's just us.
Yeah, we just like to chat with the bartender, mixologist, whoever is making our drinks, just to get some feedback, see what they like, see what they like making, and see if they have some good recommendations.
So quality of drinks... We've never had a bad drink. We've had everything from bourbon to gin to vodka to mezcal. Everything on the menu has always been fantastic.
It's always been good. But one thing about the menu is it changes frequently. Variety is the spice of life, they say. So each month you're going to find a different menu, a different type of drinks, different. It's going to be completely different every time you go. And that's one of the things I believe we like about it.
Drinks fall off, drinks get added. They keep some of their standards, but they have a good variety every month. And I believe they have a cocktail of the month. If you want to check out their website or Facebook page, they advertise that.
Yeah, their website is pretty helpful, and they do have a lot of the drinks listed on there. Just keep in mind that it will change from month to month.
Service, we've always sat at the bar, so we think the service has been impeccable. They're just interacting and engaging and want you to have a good time when you're there.
Right. So the Fox Bar and Cocktail Club, East Nashville, check it out.
All right, next up.
Another East Nashville staple as far as cocktails go. It's probably been open a year or two.
Maybe just around a year.
Maybe a year. So relatively new. It's a restaurant, or it's a cocktail bar called Attaboy. A-T-T-A-B-O-Y. Attaboy. Just like you think. It's located at 8 McFerrin Avenue in East Nashville. Doesn't have the best parking. There's a few spaces behind the building, but not a ton. You're going to have to street park.
Yeah, you're going to have to street park, and McFerrin Avenue is not the best street parking. I probably would go with Lyft or Uber.
Yeah, do a ride-sharing program just so you don't have to worry about trying to park. Hours are daily, open daily, 5 p.m. to 3 a.m. So late night spot. But if you do want to go early, because the evening, especially on the weekends, it gets pretty busy, pretty crowded in there, and it's a popular place.
It does get very busy, and it's not very large, and you're going to wait, and you may have to wait outside because even the waiting area inside doesn't have a lot of space.
No, it's what I would consider a speakeasy as well, because the door stays locked. You have to knock gently, wait outside. There is a camera, so they will know when you're outside waiting. So just hang out there. When there's room for you, they'll open up the door. They'll check IDs, let you in. So it's kind of weird. You can't just walk right in. You'll have to wait outside for a little bit.
Yeah, and the atmosphere for me, it seems a little bit hip and trendy.
It's a little bit more of a hipster type place, but the staff is great. The inside is beautiful. They do have a nice little bar area. They have some booths that you can sit at, and they have a great little patio space, so keep that in mind.
Now, Attaboy is going to be different than all the other places we talk about, simply because they don't have a true menu.
They don't, so they're not going to walk up to you and say, hey, here's the menu, let me know what you want. The bartender, mixologist, they're going to say, hey, what do you like? What don't you like? What are you in the mood for? Which seems kind of strange, but if you tell them what you like, what you don't, what you're in the mood for, they're going to come up with a really good cocktail, and that may not be what you expect, but it's going to be good.
Yeah, even that time they're asking and engaging with you, and you said, what are some of the things you really don't like? And you said gin, and I think they misheard you.
I think they did. It was a little loud in there, and I said, well, I like a lot of things, but I don't like gin. But I think they thought I said that I do like gin, so they come back with a gin cocktail, and I was trying to be nice. I didn't want to send it back, but I tasted it, and it was fantastic. So it's really changed my opinion of gin because they made a great gin drink for me. So,
yeah, and when all the bourbon drinks I've ever had there have been really fantastic. I've also tried some vodka drinks there. Just tell them what you like, what you don't like. They're going to come up with something that's just fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. And they have snacks as well, but go for nothing else but the cocktails because you're really going to be impressed.
As far as service goes, obviously they have to be engaging because they have no menu. You're not pointing to, well, I want an old fashioned, or I want a gimlet, or I want a Rob Roy, something you're normally drinking and ordering at other places. You have to have that conversation with you.
Yeah, so every time we've been, they've been super engaging, super friendly, super knowledgeable, and I don't think we've had a bad drink there. They've been very good each time.
Yeah, and when we sit at the bar, we see them making drinks for other customers. We're like, ooh, what's that? And it's probably something we'd order next time.
Yeah, so it's a great place. They have a large selection of different liquors, spirits, mixers, bitters, things like that, that they're going to make you a fantastic cocktail. Next
would be Bar Sovereign.
I know this one's not quite as well known, I don't believe, as some of the places we've mentioned before. Bar Sovereign's located at 514 Fifth Avenue South. It's just a few blocks from downtown, from the Omni Hotel specifically. So if you're downtown, staying downtown, or just hanging out, it's just a few blocks away. Most people don't really know where it is because there's not like a big sign there, but it is a cute little space.
It's open from 5 p.m. to late, whatever really that means. I don't know if it's until they're busy or until they're slow. We typically go around the 7 o'clock time frame, so we're not out late, but...
Yeah, it's same thing. Earlier, the better. You're going to get a better seat. You're going to get not have to wait as long, so we always suggest going early. But Bar Sovereign's funny because it's a very unique space in that... how would you describe it? It's
quirky,
eclectic. You're going to see stuff you would see at a thrift mall. You're probably going to see stuff that you would see in like your grandmother's basement, but it's all really cool, hip, trendy, but you may laugh at some of the weird things they have too. So definitely just go, if nothing else, just to see the interior.
Yeah, and they have a fireplace going. I kind of like that.
They do, and when we've gone before, it's been cold weather, so it's nice to go warm up next to the fire, but it definitely doesn't feel like you're in Nashville. It feels more Brooklyn-esque.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it for sure, Brooklyn-esque.
Yeah, so go check it out. Very unique, but the drinks have always been great quality.
Yeah, they make a mean old-fashioned, a great Manhattan. I also ordered off the menu where it wasn't something that was on the menu, like a Martinez or a dirty martini, and they've always been good.
Yeah, they'll make whatever you want, but they do have a very unique cocktail list, some things to try. They have the staples that you'll probably know, but then they have some things that maybe might be new for you. So I would suggest trying it out. The service has always been really good. Everybody's been very friendly, attentive.
Just funny, too. I think the bartenders were pretty funny the last couple times we went. We didn't really know what we wanted to order, and they're just humorous.
Yeah, and we went a few times, and then last year when we went to Food and Wine Fest back in September, they had a little booth set up that we noticed.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. They had like almost like a little tiki bar feel to it.
Mm-hmm, they were serving drinks, so it was good to see them at Food and Wine Fest. Hopefully they'll be there again this year, but Bar Sovereign, a few blocks off downtown, another good place to check out that's pretty much a classic cocktail bar.
Yep, agreed.
All right. What do we have next?
So I think we're really going to go into some of the other places
that may or may not be true cocktail bars, but we think have great potential, great cocktails, great service. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We may not go into as much detail, but if you want more information on these places, check them out. Go to their website. Check out their social media accounts. You'll probably get some more info. Okay. One that I liked, we've both been a few times, it's called Bastion. Bastion is located at 434 Houston, in the Wedgwood, Houston area. And I've really enjoyed it. They have a restaurant, Bastion, but if you go to the bar side, it's a little bit more casual, just more drinks. They don't have an extensive food menu. The only thing they have is the nachos, but...
They're amazing.
Yeah, they are amazing. The cocktails there are great. They have a punch of the day for $9. Their drinks range $9 to $13 generally. They have a craft beer selection. They do have wine, but the selection's minimal. But the area, it's a big, large, long bar with a chill vibe to it. It's just everybody's pretty chill.
Yeah, nice, laid back.
Yeah, laid back, relaxing. And when we've gone, when the weather's been nice, they have big garage doors that they open, get some ventilation, and just kind of feel really a cool hangout spot.
Yeah, it's one of our go-to spots for sure for cocktails and drinks.
Yeah. Next
would be 308.
308, another East Nashville spot. It's been open for years. I know we've hung out there before we even lived in East Nashville years ago. So people have, I think it's become a little bit more popular.
Definitely more popular. It was one of those places on the east side that only people that knew about it went. And then probably 3 or 4 years ago, it just basically exploded.
Yeah, they have different music nights throughout the month where they play 80s or 90s music, or they have dance parties or record nights.
Yeah, Schwing, the 90s night, it probably one of my favorite nights that they actually have. It gets packed.
It does.
Really busy in there.
Yeah, so same thing with 308. Check it out early. If you go late, it's going to be a younger crowd. It's going to be a little bit more of a hipster crowd. So go early, go for the drinks, and it's a really cool spot. You'll probably have to park at the Sherwin-Williams next door, which is fine. It will close, so you'll find a place to park there. So, but we enjoy 308.
Yeah, I think the big thing with 308 that hooked me was their B-movies.
Yes, that is one thing I forget about. They have a big screen where they show like the worst movies imaginable from Netflix or from any other streaming service. It's like, what is this movie?
Yeah, you're going to have to Google some of the movies you see on there because like, what is this? This is just so strange.
Yeah, and it's laughable. So have a good cocktail, laugh at the terrible movies they're playing, and always a good time.
Yep. Next up would be Gertie's.
So Gertie's is the bar area of 404 Kitchen in the Gulch. We've really liked it. I mean, they have good food, good drinks.
And it has a huge bourbon and whiskey section. Pages and pages. It has to have the largest bourbon section in all of Nashville. I'm talking Pepe Van Winkle, Elijah Craig, Colonel Taylor, all these high-end, highly allocated bourbons you can find at Gertie's.
Right. They're located at 507 12th Avenue South, and it's just separated from the actual 404 Kitchen. Gertie's has its own little space. It's a nice little area. They have bar seating, they have table seating, great food, and good cocktails.
And we're Instagram people, so we always take photos, and I think Gertie's Bar was one of my favorite photos that I've taken over the past couple of years. It just has a really cool look to it. The drinks and the cocktails and the bottles of spirits are just going all the way up to the ceiling. So I really like that.
Yeah, the Gulch can get a little touristy, kind of loud, but Gertie's, you walk in, super chill, but you get the cool vibe. It's open daily at 4 o'clock. Stays open until about 10:30 or 11, depending on the day of the week. It may close at 9 on Sundays, though. But super chill, great selection of cocktails, great selection of food, good place to see when you're in the Gulch.
Okay.
All right.
What do we got up next?
So, moving on, let's talk about another East Nashville spot. There's a place called Urban Cowboy. It's just a B&B, not Airbnb, but it's a bed and breakfast. But their bar area is called Public House, and they have a bar area. They have outdoor seating with fire pits, and it's become an East Nashville staple for where to hang out.
I really like the atmosphere. The inside is a really cool look to it. The outside with the fire pit, especially on a cool fall day.
Yeah, this has been a place that has grown in popularity lately, the Public House. It has become known for some good cocktails. It's been known for some good food. I believe it was mentioned in some food shows lately on Travel Channel or on Food Network. Like, it's getting the notoriety, and people are finding out about it, and people are really enjoying it. So it's located in East Nashville at 1603 Woodland Street. So I know they do a weekend brunch you could try out, but go try out their cocktails. It's not to be missed.
Yeah, we really enjoy it.
All right, moving on to one of the places that I think has one of the most unique spaces in Nashville.
Yeah, that's got to be Old Glory.
Got to be Old Glory. Cocktails are great, but go for the space. It is so unique. I can't even describe it.
Yeah, I can't remember what the story is behind there. It was part of a factory, maybe. One of these other places that we had trouble finding. We basically did a circle, went around the building maybe twice until someone pointed out, like, it doesn't have a description on the door.
It doesn't. So it's located, I don't think I have their address written down, but it's located in, what is out of town would you say that is?
Oh, they call it something. Now I can't. Edgehill.
Edgehill Village.
Yeah.
So it's located over there. Actually, I've got it at 1200 Villa Place, number 103. So the only thing they're going to have on the door is 103. So it's not going to say Old Glory. It's just going to say 103. It's tucked around the corner, kind of in a little alleyway. But check it out, because I'm telling you, the space is really cool. Really huge ceiling. Some seating kind of at the bottom. Some seating up some stairs where you have a great view. The bartenders are always engaging, always kind, have some great recommendations. The cocktail bar or the cocktail list does change. So when you go, check it out, because it's going to change frequently.
And I believe they originally had some connection to 308.
Yeah, I think some of the girls that opened it were former bartenders at 308. They decided to open up their own bar and opened up Old Glory. Okay.
All right.
So we'll go back to another East Nashville spot. I know we're East Nashville heavy, but I really do think that here in East Nashville, we've just got some great places to hang out. One of my favorites is a little place called Inglewood Lounge. Inglewood Lounge is located at 3914 Gallatin Pike in East Nashville. And it used to be, what was that building?
Mrs. Winters.
An old Mrs. Winters. So you can tell it from the outside that it used to be a little fast food restaurant, but they've completely changed the vibe. It's very retro on the inside. Small, but it's great because it's conversational. It's not super loud. They do have music playing, but it's not super loud. You can hang out with some friends, actually carry on a conversation, and they have good cocktails.
They do have good cocktails. It is small. They do have a patio that looks like it's gotten a little bit larger over the past year. You're right, of kind of eclectic or quirky, even quirky. And they have some random board games sitting around and dominoes. And we just went there the other night, had a good cocktail just for a nightcap, and we enjoyed it.
Yeah, so another spot in East Nashville, if you want to go be able to have a conversation somewhere with a good drink, check out Inglewood Lounge.
And I promise you, we do cross the bridge. We do leave East Nashville.
We do sometimes. So, and one of the places that we do like to leave East Nashville for, and we mentioned this on our last podcast, is a place called Hemingway's.
We love Hemingway's. We love their drinks. We love their food. Listen to our first podcast that Hemingway's fell into, our top five favorite places to go in Nashville. And one of the reasons is because of the cocktails. They don't give a lot of description on the menu.
Right. So, like we mentioned before, their cocktail list is not going to have a full description of the drink, but it will have a description of what spirit is in the cocktail, and then kind of the vibe of the spirit. Is it beachy? Is it more spirit forward? So with the menu, you definitely have to talk to the bartenders or your waiter, because they're going to give recommendations. They're going to be able to describe the drink a little bit and give you a better feeling of what you're going to try.
Absolutely.
So check out Hemingway's, 438 Houston Street, Suite 16. It's just down the street from Bastion. So if you want to go try them both and have some good cocktails, definitely recommend that. We've done that both before.
Yeah, we've done that multiple times, hitting both spots since we're in that area, and go to Hemingway's and then Bastion.
Definitely. All right, what we got next?
We also have Folk, which also made our top five list on our first episode for good cocktails. We might we enjoy the cocktails there. They've only been open around a month or two now.
Yeah, probably 2 months now. But they have great cocktails as well. Go ahead, try them out. Even though some people go just for the food, go just for the drinks. Sit at the bar, order a great cocktail. They have some of the great bartenders, mixologists from Rolfe and Daughters there as well. So you know you're going to get a great cocktail. Try it out. It's in East Nashville in the McFerrin Park area. And one thing that we'll discuss today and what we did last time is where we ate this week. So last night, we went out for our anniversary, went to dinner. We went to a restaurant called Geist. It wasn't anything we super planned as far as, oh, we have to eat here. But we heard it was good, and I made some reservations weeks ago just to try it out, and boy, were we blown away.
Yeah, this place was amazing, both the drinks and the food. So we're getting a 2-for-1 here.
Yeah, so we want to include it in our cocktail episode because, as you'll hear, the cocktails were great. But we're going to include this as our where we ate this week and talk about the food as well.
So let's talk about the drinks we had first. Or do we want to talk about actually where it is?
So located at 311 Jefferson Street. It's just like a block away from the Nashville Sound Stadium. So if you're going there for a game or if you're hanging out in Germantown, it's right there on Jefferson Street. And I loved it. I'll be honest.
There were a lot of soccer fans there yesterday.
Yeah, there was
a soccer game.
There was a soccer game yesterday, last night, so there was a lot of people there for it. When you walk into Geist, they have a bar area. So if you're going just for a cocktail, check out the bar area. They have seating, just seating at the bar, but then they also have several tables in the bar area. They had some music going, more of a lively vibe in the bar area than just in the dining area.
Yeah, they also have a patio. We didn't sit on the patio because, as you guys know, sometimes Tennessee humidity sits on you. So
it's a little hot. So some people were sitting out there. It's shady. So, I mean, it probably wouldn't have been terrible. But we wanted to sit inside. And we'll talk about the drinks because that's what started it off. And I'll tell you, they were fantastic.
I got a Stingray, which was their take on an old fashioned. I also like they have their little ice cubes. And they put their little G in the ice cube. I really thought that was cool.
Yeah, they had a little stamp on the ice cube. It made it very cute. I like that a lot. I got the Pink 75, which is their take on a French 75.
Right, right. And I think that with the vodka and the Saint Germain and the lemon and the strawberry Prosecco, I tasted it. I would get that drink for sure.
Yeah, it was fruity and delicious. So way better than a French 75. The Pink 75 was fantastic. And how I know that I really liked it is because I ordered a second one.
And you never do that.
I never do that. I always try something else on the menu or go to a glass of wine or something like that. But I got two of the Pink 75s. They were very good. And you enjoyed your cocktails.
Yeah, I also got a second drink, the Kubra Cobbler. And the waiter described it a little bit bourbon, but he threw in, what do you call it,
He said it was similar to a sangria, which kind of threw you off a little bit because you're not a huge sangria fan. But I could see how he said that, but then it was very different than sangria too.
Yeah, yeah. And he came back when I was looking to order the second drink and he said, you know, I said that, but I could see it kind of threw you off. And it did. And he said, do you want something refreshing or do you want something at the end of the night? Because I was going to go with the half black Manhattan. And he suggested that I go with the Kubra Cobbler, and it was great. I'd drink that again as well.
Right. So even though we really enjoyed our cocktails, the other shining moments was the food. We tried four different dishes, tasted each other. Like, we didn't order just like one thing for each other. We got four things, tried it all, and I was blown away. So we started off with the raw beef, which was more like a beef tartare. Very good, very rich. It had these little, almost like potato chips in there.
I forgot about the potato chips.
But they were teeny tiny, but then gave it a nice crunch, had some cheese on it. It was just really good.
It was well balanced with that crunch. Also had some salt in there, had some anchovy. Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
If you like beef tartare, beef carpaccio, you would love this. We also got the polenta. It was good too. Some sour onions, pine nuts.
Bacon.
It definitely had bacon, which was delicious.
The peas
on it.
And then The greens.
Yeah, had some greens on top. Polenta was great. The burrata, so we did some cheese. Came with some asparagus, had some bread with it. A classic burrata, but very good.
And we can be burrata snobs a little bit. I mean, we went to Spain in October, and we had some of the best burrata, but we would order this burrata again for
definitely,
sure.
Definitely, definitely do the burrata. And then probably the best dish I've had in Nashville in the last 6 months to a year, maybe, the tagliatelle. The pasta was insane. Like, it had a soft egg on top. It had the noodles. It had some pesto. It also had some braised pork in there. Mix it all up together with the egg. Creamy, delicious, hands down, amazing. If you check out our Instagram page, I did put a picture of it up there so you can see it. But if nothing else, go for a cocktail and get the tagliatelle for sure.
We'll go back. We'll go to the bar, get a couple cocktails. We'll definitely be back for food. And a lot of times how we measure what will bring us back is, did what we paid for, was it worth it?
Yeah.
Would we go back? And Geist, we will be back. The drinks were fantastic. The food was amazing. The service was impeccable.
Service was good. Our waiter, Hunter, was very good, attentive. He had some great recommendations. And then we asked to see the manager. And when people say, can I see the manager, they think something's wrong. But it wasn't. We just told Blake, he was the manager on duty. We enjoyed our night. We enjoyed our food. We enjoyed our drinks. Everything was phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm one of the first people to complain, and I'm trying to get in the habit of just giving compliments, letting the service wait staff, letting the managers, just letting the restaurant or the bar know, hey, you guys are fantastic.
Yeah, we wanted to let them know that we really enjoyed it, that we would be back, and what they're doing is going well, because I know they haven't been open too long, so I'm sure getting some positive feedback to their staff, to their kitchen, probably goes a long way, or at least I hope so.
I hope so.
So that kind of rounds out this week. We've talked about our favorite cocktail places. We've talked about where we went this week to Geist. And there's so much more. I mean, we could sit here and talk about all the great cocktails we've ever had in Nashville and would take all day and all night to talk about them all. But hopefully these gave you a little snapshot of some places to try, maybe some places you've never heard of or some places you haven't been before.
And in future episodes, we'll talk about other places that we've had really good cocktails. There's just, like Harmony said, there's just so many to mention. Nashville has just exploded over the past couple years. So just listen for future episodes, and I'm sure we'll talk about other places to get great cocktails.
Definitely. So this concludes episode 2. Hopefully we'll get you a new episode next week. We haven't come up with a topic yet.
No, not yet. We'll figure something out. There's so many topics that we can talk about.
Definitely. We'll eat some good food this week and come up with a list and have a new episode for you next week.
Thanks.
Thanks.